Hey, what's up my listeners? This is so weird to do because it's been such a long time. But hey, what's up? I got the content and I'm going to share with you guys. So, just to be clear, it is not going to be a regular, you know, talking about relationships or career or whatever. I'm just going to speak my mind on things that I have like an opinion about, and that's totally mine. And totally my opinion. If you have something different, I would be really happy and glad to, like, you know, listen. The other thing would be, how have you been? I know, right? Like, how have you been, you know, enjoying your day? For where I am, which I cannot disclose, it's been a really cold day. One of the things I'm not very interested in is having, you know, like, cool weather, except my man is around, you know what I mean? But like, it's been a very cold, chilly day. And well, I did a bit of redecorating for my room, so yeah, I guess I had a very eventful day. Well, however, I came today with a bit of gist, let me put it like that. I want to talk about something that is very sensitive to me. I hope like people will understand where I'm coming from, and I hope you see why I'm very passionate about this particular topic. But if you have, like I said, if you have different views, that's fine. And I hope that we can, you know, always have a conversation around it. So on this episode today, I want to talk about something that happened to me about a year and a half ago, but then also understanding that it is almost the norm, and sometimes unconsciously we do not even know that that's what's happening. And that would be being, you know, the other woman in either a situationship, in a relationship, in whatever it is. Just being the other woman is, guys, it's headache. Like, honestly, it's headache. Like, you know that there is somebody else that is I don't know. I mean, like, it can be different for a lot of people, but for me, I was just so mad and so angry at this other person that was in my relationship that then forced me to become, you know, a little bit more, what's the word, conscious about myself. So it pushed me to start thinking about myself a little bit less. Trust me, you don't plan to do that. You just get there. And I feel like we have to, like, begin to talk to our women. Not necessarily talk to our women, but, like, begin to educate them that it's okay to like somebody. It's okay to see yourself in a relationship with someone. But if that person, like, do your fucking research. Do your research, by the way. If that person has a wife or a girlfriend that he's committed to in a relationship, stay the fuck away. It's like simple logic, but like, it's almost impossible to see women who just, you know, decide to step away. Now, let's even just talk about the wife or the girlfriend. Right, and I hope I'm not stepping on toes, but like, seriously, let's just talk about the wife. I mean, like, this is somebody she has probably been with, or the girlfriend. This is somebody they have been with for like a long period of time. They've gone through ups and downs, you know. They actually do love each other, but why? Like, you can't know that or have that information and still think it is okay to be in that relationship. Like, I'm sorry, but like, there's nothing that you are going to do at that moment or at that time that would warrant any form of respect for the fact that you already represent something that is not a part of your relationship. It already causes a big problem for her. Like, I have one rule in my life, and that rule is, I do not mess with somebody else's boyfriend or somebody else's husband. And then this is the thing, right? You're a beautiful woman. You are a sexy goddess. You are all of those things. And you naturally attract, you know, this mongers to yourself, which is fine. Sorry, guys. But like you attract them to you, which is like totally fine. The thing is, why do you still entertain them knowing fully well that they are in a relationship or they are married? Like, what the fuck? Like, I believe so fucking much in karma. Like, bitch, whatever it is that you do to somebody else would come back 360 to you. Like, it's basic logic, it's basic life, whatever. And it's really sad to just, you know that people at this point don't care anymore. Like, no matter how much you love someone, or no matter how much you're interested in someone, if he has someone in his life, just stay away. Come on, it's not that hard, right? Just stay away. Just avoid another woman, you know, crying, or you know, feeling bad, or feeling low, or feeling like she's worth nothing because of you. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It really doesn't make any fucking sense. But yeah, I'm going to take a break, and I'm just going to come back and talk about this again. So yeah. Hey guys, I'm back. Ha! Hope you didn't miss me so much. But hey, if I don't go back to Ghana refill on my tea, how am I going to keep you entertained? You know what I mean, right? Oh well. But yeah, straight out of the heart, being the other woman shouldn't be the thing, you know, that makes anybody disrespect you, right? One of the things that stand out for me is just understanding that there is somebody else who could be me in that situation that I do not want to hurt. And that way, if we just, you know, be more, and this is not playing like the blame game or whatever, if we just are more intentional about it, we would stop hurting other people the way we don't want to get hurt, right? And this is just like, everybody else can have their own opinion. I really want to hear what you guys think about people being the other woman in a situationship or even a relationship. Like, I want to hear about it. But to be honest, once you know that you are playing that role already in somebody else's story, please just pack your bags with your shit and get the fuck away from that whole entire drama, because you do not want to be on the receiving end of this entire thing. You do not want to be the one that is going to feel less of herself, not enough, begin to question everything that you believe in when it comes to love. Oh my god, when it comes to love, or like how you know how somebody feels about you, you do not want to be on the receiving end. And to be honest, just leave. Like, it might hurt because it might, you know, start to feel some kind of way about this person, but don't you want to, you know, be more respected than abused? Because man, if somebody goes on their knees and kabash for you and God decides to intervene, that's like, well, I hope you're ready to, like, yeah, but let's not do that. So for me, I think it's better to just, you know, understand what is going on, figure it out, and just step away and let them deal with their issues. Let them fall in love. Let it be that they break up on their own turf, not influenced by you. because honey, oh my god, you're going to cry so much, because the same thing will happen to you. Like, I've seen it play over and over and over and over and over again, and it's just so sad, like, to see that you could have avoided it by just being a little more, you know, cautious about the other person in the picture and just steps the fuck away. Finish. But however, I do want to hear what you have to say. So, because Anchor FM is a little bit restrictive, reach out to us on Instagram with our handle @the Alte Woman. And we would you know, respond back to you. We would definitely be interested in hearing what you have to say. So with that, I will be closing this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I would want to hear your feedback as well. So please don't hesitate to holler at your girl, the Alte Woman. Thank you guys. All right, have a lovely day.